You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast once again here at William Hill. It's Tuesday, June the 26th. Andy Holding looking at seven races for you tonight at Ballinrobe, where the conditions are set fair, good ground, which has been watered in places, and a decent looking card as well. Not that massively competitive, it has to be said. A couple of short price favourites along the way, but there are one or two competitive handicaps which add a little bit of spice to the night, you could say, here at this right-handed tight venue.
Race one.
First of all, it's the 5:45, which is a mile and a quarter claimer. Certainly by no means a strong race here in any stretch of the imagination. It gives a good opportunity, one would have to say, for Viscount Wilson from the Jer Lyons stable. Having its first run for Jer on the 6th of June, this horse I actually thought showed with a degree of promise in quite a good handicap won by Smiling Eliza. The feature of that race was, of course, the demise of the short price favourite Rockfish. And given that this Gelding by Lethal Force managed to finish ahead of Joseph O'Brien's at the time dual winner, then I think it was a decent effort by this three-year-old first time for New Connections. In the blinkers as well, they seem to work quite well. I do like the way he finished his race off from being towards the back of the field at halfway. And if you look at some of his best form over in this country as well, that run behind Troop comes out really well on the speed figures two starts ago. So a fairly weakish affair should hopefully go the way of Viscount Wilson if he runs to the standard of his last two runs.
Race two.
On to the 6:20 mile and a quarter handicap. The interesting runner here for me is Maywin from the Joseph O'Brien stable. This filly's just had the three runs. Statutory, of course, for a handicap mark of just 62. And there's no doubt in my mind that she's capable of winning off this mark, based on her last performance in particular, when she was six behind Mickey Halford's Calanxia down at Garran on the 4th of June when last seen. She wasn't particularly drawn well on that day, but she got into a good position and only just faded late on, certainly to suggest that with a better draw, she might have been a little bit more competitive. Certainly that race is a far removal from the one she tackles tonight. She's quite a tall filly. That would be only quite a slight reservation. This is a sharp track here at Ballinrobe, but providing she can handle the gradients and the twists and turns, then there's a good chance from a very favourable draw course in stall number one, Joseph O'Brien can rack up another winner there in that 6:20 with Maywin.
Race number three.
On to the 6:50. My strongest bet of the day and evening indeed runs in the shape here of Ruler of France, who obviously has got a fantastic record here at this track, which is one of the reasons why I'm selecting it. Two wins from two runs here from this seven-year-old. And Paddy Toomey's charge, I thought, shaped really well first time up this year off the back of a 325-day layoff. Went third behind Dance Alone at Leopardstown in what's turning out to be a cracking handicap, both on the figures and with the subsequent form. We've got several horses in that race who have run well since. And I thought this horse did really well to run as well as he did, considering he took on Geological for the front-running role early on. Any horse that tries to do that is almost certain to face defeat in the face. And that's exactly what happened, but Geological fell through the back of the TV, whereas Ruler of France kept on going as well, given that he's drawn stall 15. That was another feather in his cap. And on his return to his happy hunting ground, with a better draw tonight, one would imagine that Killing Leather will get this horse out, get it in front, and he'll be very, very difficult to catch. So Ruler of France, nap of the night in the 6:50.
Race four.
On to the 7:20, and this looks an absolute penalty kick here, to all intents and purposes, for Cypress Creek, who, as yet to win a race, but his two recent runs, of course, have been highlighted by both of the two horses that's beaten him, Southern France, who, of course, ran a Herculean race to finish second in the Queen's Vase, and Giuseppe Garibaldi was third at Royal Ascot himself last week in the King Edward. That was a defeat as well that came out of the blue last time out, because he was sent off amazingly 8-13 to beat Estaba Companion. So there was a lot of disgruntlement and red faces, one would say, that Cypress Creek didn't get the bragging rights over his Estaba Companion on that occasion. There's nothing wrong with this fellow. He's fairly straightforward. You can ride him from the front, which I'm pretty sure that's what Donica O'Brien will do tonight. And given that his odds are quite prohibitive, it might be actually more worthwhile to look for what's going to finish second team out of the two obvious candidates for that role, and that's Baliad and King Darjan. Out of the two, I much prefer Baliad. He was third behind a horse I actually think could run quite well in the Irish Derby on Sunday, and that's at Latrobe. And this horse was third behind Jojo O'Brien's Charge when last seen. He also shaped well in his debut at the at Navan in a hot handicap, and I do feel as though, given a lot of time, because he still looks a little bit babyish, this horse, he could actually develop into quite a nice colt. So Baliad would certainly be my selection to finish second to what should be a very easy winner in the shape of Cypress Creek.
Race 5.
On to the 750 then, quite a competitive handicap here. Certainly one of the most difficult to get your head round on the night, but there is a couple that I do think will run quite well here. I'd certainly be against Temasek Star, because he just doesn't seem to be able to win a race nowadays. I've almost given up with this fella. A number of times I've tipped him on the all-weather and he just keeps finishing in the frame without winning. I've lost count. So the two that I like here are Trump Card and Grey Willow. We'll deal with Trump Card first. He certainly threatened he was going to win sooner rather than later with a good run behind Circling Moon back in the 29th of May at De Garen Park when he stayed on quite well late on. And even though he only managed to finish sixth behind his old rival last time out when seen at Leopardstown, he actually did quite well to finish where he did, because he was drawn 18 of 18 on that occasion. And as we know, for Leopardstown, you've got to be drawn low and race in a handy position, which, of course, he was forced not to do. Winner of just two of his 27 starts. He's certainly a shape better than that win-to-run ratio on more than one or two occasions. And with a good draw tonight, much better than last time, with the man of the moment, Billy Lee, on board, then I do think Trump Card around about 6-1 is a decent each-way bet in that 750. The one I'm certainly going to mention favourably, as I said, is Grey Willow. This filly has only won the one race in 8 starts on the flat, but at least she is a winner, and I do feel as though the better ground will suit her tonight. She's been running on soft or heavy conditions throughout the majority of her career, and she certainly shone on her last 2 starts over hurdles when she was fifth in a very, very hot race at Punchestown a couple of starts ago, and she backed that up with another eye-catching run at Tipperary the other day when fifth behind Devil's Glen in quite a well-run race. The second has won subsequently, and I do like the way this filly travelled, only to just get a little bit tired in the latter stages on the water ground. So Grey Willow and the Trump Card make my two-prong attack there in the 750.
Race number 6.
On to the 825 then, and quite a competitive little race here for the mares and the fillies. The one I quite like here is Decision Times from the John Keely stable. John does really well, of course, with his mares. And this filly seems to be coming in here right on top of her game based on her last performance, when she travelled smoothly throughout and stayed very strongly in the latter stages to get the better of Bianca Minola, who was a well-back favourite on that occasion. The only problem with Bianca Minola is, albeit that she's been in good form, I think the ground's gone against her. She definitely wants soft or heavy ground, knowing her quite well from her English days when she was trained by David Minusier. And I think that's one of the main reasons why I do think Decision Time will uphold the form. John Keeley's 7-year-old is a very adaptable type with regards to conditions, and she's quite a handy little type as well, so I do think these twists and turns around Ballinrobe will suit her. So bad Decision Time, an easy decision for me to make there in many respects in the 8.25.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and Nessun Dorma will be all the rage here following his good second at Leopardstown the other day. But to be fair, he did have every chance to go by top of the row and he failed to do so. So with that in mind, I'm going to nominate Tornado Watch as the biggest threat. And certainly there's every chance that the 9-year-old trained by Emmett Mullins will certainly give punters a decent shout against Nessun Dorma here based on that run the other day behind Latrobe. Of course, is one of the big each-way fancies for the Irish Derby for the Joseph O'Brien stable at the Curragh against all the short price favourites this coming weekend. Prior to that, he'd been in good form over hurdles, winning at Tramore and Kilbeggan. So clearly he's in good nick, and I do know connections think this is not a bad type who could easily win a flat maiden. So that's very much their intent here this evening. So Tornado Watch is the choice there against the Jolly in the 8.55. Thanks once again for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can tune in again tomorrow, because we've got a decent card for you at Nace on the Flat. Seven races beginning at 6 o'clock. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.